When I woke up this morning and checked my email, I found quite a few emails that had come overnight regarding yesterday's program, and one of them forced me to really start thinking because this person asked me to share what I think about free will. And here is the catch, without using any scripture to express it. Well, the wheels are turning in my bald head on a very, very cold morning, and so I'm going to try to express what I'm thinking, at least what I'm thinking about the idea of free will today. Each and every day, you and I make decisions, a ton of decisions. We exercise our will, right? We make choices. We choose when to get up in the morning. We choose when to go to bed at night. We choose what to wear or what not to wear. We choose to brush our teeth or not brush our teeth. We choose when to change lanes as we drive in our cars, when to start, when to stop. And as we make all of these choices, we are exercising our will. And from our perspective, as we are doing this, we seem to be completely, absolutely free. We are freely choosing to do the things that we want to do. In fact, as it refers to the choices we make, oh wait, I'm not supposed to quote scripture. I'm gonna just quote one. Okay, even scripture tells us that we reap from what we sow. Think about this. If you choose not to stop at a red light, you're going to probably get smacked by another car. If you choose to go to work an hour later than your employer requires you to show up, you might lose your job. If you choose to make a foolish investment, you might lose all of your money. Now, as we think about all the choices we make, as we exercise our will, the question is it really, truly, completely free? As I was thinking about that, after getting that email, I decided to look up the word free. And here's a definition I found that I think would apply to this concept of free will. Here it is. To be independent and exempt from influence. To be independent and exempt from influence. Now, let me ask you, as human beings, are we truly exempt from influence? Or are we influenced by all sorts of things, including the people around us? Now, this morning, as I look out the window, the wind is whipping, the branches and the trees are swaying back and forth. I think the wind is about 20 miles an hour, a little bit over. The temperature is a little over 30 degrees. I look out the window and I see mountains covered in snow. It is way cold outside this morning in southeast Arizona. Now, are those outside factors, the influence of the weather, going to affect the choices I make today regarding simple things like clothing? I think so. Now, as I drive down the road later today to go wherever I'm going, if a car pulls in front of me and I decide to swerve to the left to keep from crashing into them, I mean, I'm making that choice. It's an act of my will, but was that choice free of influence, or did the other car influence the decision I made to swerve? Every morning when I decide when to get up, is that decision without influence, or is it influenced by what time my boss says to show up for work? Or is it influenced by a crying baby needing a diaper changed at 2 a.m.? When you make a decision to purchase one product over another, was that decision without influence, or was it affected by advertising? When it comes to everything in life, man, is it possible for us to be independent and exempt from influence? This morning, I don't think so. Yet, at the same time, as I walk through every single day, I'm seemingly making free will choices all day long and reaping from the choices I make. But although they seem free, how free are they? Again, it seems that everything we do, probably everything we think, everything we believe, every decision we make is influenced by our circumstances. It's influenced by things that are outside of us. And there's millions of things going on around us every moment of every day. So I guess the big question is, who do you believe is ultimately in control of all those things that create our circumstances and influence our decisions as we then, in response, act upon our will? Now, since the person asked me not to use scripture, I won't, which makes this message very, very short. That's what I'm thinking this morning about the topic of free will. If you missed yesterday's teaching, you may want to take time to listen to it. It's called God is a Gentleman. Are you sure about that? I'm James Flanders. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed.